This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic U.S. Congressmen Ed Perlmutter and Jonah Goose recently welcomed members of the House and Science Committee to tour Colorado's world-class labs. Goose says one highlight was seeing Colorado's fire forecasting technology.
The ways in which better forecasting and some other tools that the labs that I just described are working on could be brought to bear to ultimately save lives, to better protect our communities in light of the growing threat of wildfires across the Front Range and indeed the Rocky Mountain West.
Lawmakers also spoke with employees of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the National Weather Service. The Biden administration announced a new partnership to make high-speed internet more affordable for low-income families, including in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a sunny Rose Garden, President Biden said he secured commitments from more than 20 internet providers to lower prices for low-income families. They include Comcast and Allo in Colorado.
Today's announcement is going to give millions of families a little more breathing room to help them pay their bills.
Families that qualify would pay about $30 a month for high-speed internet. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Biden gave a shout-out to the lawmakers who worked on that bill, including Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, who was at the ceremony. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are debating whether to create a task force that would study the use of facial recognition software by government agencies. The House version of the bill would have limited the technology used by law enforcement and public schools. The Senate voted today to reject those amendments and called for a conference committee. The session ends Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.